High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between your 0-3 Strathaven Panthers versus the 1-2 Springfield Cougars.
Down the far sideline, speed at the 20. Gordon down the sideline, cuts inside, and is out of bounds. Clock will stop with 6 seconds. Speed down the near sideline. Four yards away from him at the 40. The 30, you will not catch Kyrie. Touchdown from 65 yards.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or any time, everybody loves Coco's. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs, right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Plush Mills Senior Living Community, big enough to count on, small enough to care, in Wallingford. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Oil disposal, residential and business trash pickup done quickly and professionally. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Oh, and three. That's the record for the Strathaven Panthers, believe it or not, after just 3 weeks into the high school football season here in 2015. It's an unfamiliar place. But as you look closer at the game over the last 3 weeks, opening night against Prep Charter, they played them almost evenly. In fact, it was inches from being a one-score game midway through the fourth quarter. Interboro, even at halftime, even late in the third quarter. Last week comes down to the final play of the game with a chance to win it in a 9-7 loss to Pencrest. So the Panthers right on the cusp of being, well, what, 2-1, 3-0, any number of different looks than the 0-3 record they sport. Springfield, just 1 year removed from a Central League title and a District 1 AAA runner-up, 1-2 on the season. And again, three tight games, a 14-9 miraculous comeback in the final minute against Interboro opening weekend, followed by a 5-point loss to Ridley and a 1-point loss a week ago to Radnor. So two teams with losing records tonight here on West Leamy Avenue looking to turn things around with just maybe one more big play, one more big stop on defense, one little bit better execution. That's the irony there.
Execution.
Right. And no elocution in my case. So anyway, glad to bring you the action here tonight on HavenFootball.net. I'm Brian Carroll. And just get the game started, would you? The pregame stuff. How much more can we say or try not to say when the record is 0-3? But in the meantime, certainly some things, some signs of life from the Strathaven Panthers a week ago on the offensive side of the ball, and frankly, a defense that has been solid and has kept them in every game thus far. So joined as always by Mike Mayer, the color commentator, engineer, and webmaster on HavenFootball.net. And Mike, it's been so close, but so far away here at 0-3.
Well, it's been frustrating to watch because, in spite of the scores, in spite of time of possession, you've got a situation where the play has been very un-Haven-like. They would get a sustained drive, and then there would be a bad snap. They'd get a sustained drive, and a running back would drop the ball. Just things that we have not been used to with a Haven team. Of course, we're dealing with a quarterback who came in as a replacement first night when the original quarterback went down with an injury, has not returned. This young man who's quarterback tonight, Etzeves, did not play football. This is his first experience. He's quarterbacking a team in the Central League. Not my first choice, but this is going to be my first experience. And for those of you who have never played football, I cannot tell you the impact it has on your psyche when large people, larger than you in many cases, are jumping all over the place, beating each other up. You're hearing the grunts, you're hearing the groans, you're hearing all the breathing going on. And these people, you realize after a short order, are coming after you. It's a little bit unnerving. And, of course, things move very, very quickly in a game situation that they don't necessarily move in practice or even in scrimmage. And I suspect that Axavez, when he was brought in the first game, was in such shock he just went in and did what he was supposed to do. And now he's had time to think about it, and he's beginning to see it. So I think there's some nerves there. There's just a lot of things they have to work on, and not the least of which is I think Coach Clancy has finally decided that maybe the traditional, you know, 3 yards and a mound of dirt, a pile of dust, actually, is not going to be the thing that gets it done anymore in the Central League, because we are seeing teams face us and their defensive posture is 9 guys in the box, 10 guys in the box, and we have 7 guys in our box. So unless we are really monsters or very, very quick, we can't possibly take that on moment after moment. So I think he may be saying, gee, if our defense is as good as it seems to be, and it has been, why isn't our offense any better? And one of the reasons may be, well, maybe we're just not doing the plays that we should be doing. And I think we're going to see some things tonight. I think we're going to see a lot more passing. I say that with a little reservation, because I think that if there's some quick interceptions here, particularly if they're disastrous interceptions vis-a-vis a return for a touchdown, that may stop real fast and he'll just pound it out in the ground. But we saw some nice passing last week. We saw some great slant passes, which I've talked about for years. So hopefully this will all come to fruition and Springfield will see a different look. But it is interesting to see both these teams. Springfield has certainly kept the games closer than we have, but they also, I think, came into the season thinking they would do better than they have, and they're looking to establish themselves as well.
Springfield, again, coming off an unbeaten run through the Central League a year ago, their first Central title since the mid-90s, and it was a terrific team, just an outstanding defense, and Adam Crowder was the Delco Times Player of the Year a year ago as an inside linebacker, and Brian Allen, 2-year starter on offense at quarterback, just brought an element back there, throwing the football as a lefty, but certainly wheels just speed to burn, really. And there's that element gone now, lost to graduation, and certainly a rebuilding task here for second-year coach Chris Britton and the Cougars staff. And they're doing it with a number of players who at least contributed to last year's Central League champs, but having to step into some different roles. So, Springfield, as I mentioned briefly in the opening, escaped. They could very well be 0-3 if not for a final 90-second spurt against Interboro. Trailed that game 9-0 late in the fourth quarter, except for a 92-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by Kyle Long. And then with less than a minute left, a screen pass, basically a throw to the flat to Kyle Long. He breaks one tackle and goes 80 yards with it with under a minute to play to pull out a miraculous 14-9 victory for the Cougars on opening night. Since then, though, a couple of big mistakes, a couple of key turnovers against Ridley led to a 25-20 loss. And then last week, a couple more turnovers did them in against Radnor, who up until last night was undefeated as well. So a much improved Radnor team. Ridley always tough. Interboro very tough, and Springfield at 1-2 could very well be 3-0 themselves, or could very well be 0-3. So again, margin for error and between winning and losing seems to be, for at least the first 3 weeks of the season for these teams, pretty small actually. So as the captains meet at midfield, again the Panthers trying to get into the win column here, and it's been a couple of years since we've been over here on West Leamy Avenue, one of the few fields in the Central League that still has natural grass. It was nice to be down on the field before the game and walk around on actual grass.
But to their credit, they do put one-yard markers on the field. They have it very nicely painted up, and it's going to be much easier to read.
For us, it's a terrific setup here. So we're in the press box. Thanks again to Athletic Director Glenn Mallon for getting us set up here at Springfield. Always a good time here, and I've had good memories here as well. The first game I ever broadcast by myself was on the roof of this building above us, talking into a tape recorder. So, again, a little bit different these days. Springfield has won the toss and will receive the opening kickoff, move right to left when we start. The captains at midfield, Dan Archibong, the Temple recruit at tight end, Brett Sheeran, the slot back, number 51, offensive and defensive lineman, 3-year starter Matt Sella, and an injured inside linebacker who will not play tonight, Ricky Sterling, 2-year starter there, so the Springfield Cougars will miss them. On the Strathaven side, one of their co-captains out again tonight, Roy Chung out of action tonight, Shane Mulhern and Pete Deeb out there as well. But in the meantime, we're going to take a short timeout, be back for the tail end of the Star-Spangled Banner and the opening kickoff. Week 4 of the high school football season, ready to get rolling here at Springfield High School. Panthers and Cougars when we come back on HavenFootball.net. While we work out the details of the commercial breaks, we'll go to our field mic and the Star-Spangled Banner in just a moment. So we'll turn up the field mic, and here comes the national anthem. That's the Springfield Marching Band. And again, we are just moments away from the opening kickoff. If you're here living here in the Philadelphia area, you've seen a little bit of a different schedule this weekend. Perhaps your work schedule, but certainly the high school football schedule affected by the Pope's visit this weekend in Philadelphia. So that meant there were some games around District 1 and District 12 last night. There are a few scheduled for tomorrow, and then there's even Monday night football this week, as Abington and the Chamonix will go head-to-head on Monday night, as will Morrisville and Lower Moreland. So it'll be interesting. A short week for those teams, as they will wait till Monday night to play, but we'll get to those scores from last night as well. We'll give you some updates from around District 1 and District 12, thanks to our friends at DelcoTimes.com, and you can follow us on @HavenFootball on Twitter, and certainly Facebook as well. We'll keep you updated as the scores change here in Springfield. Amir Gordon has it teed for Strathaven, who are in their road whites with black pants, silver helmets, and black numerals on their chests. Springfield, white pants, royal blue jerseys with white numerals, blue and gold helmets, and ready to return, number 24, Ache Hall. Here's a low line drive kick. It's going to come to one of the upbacks, and coming forward with it is number 33 across the 30, spinning through one, two tackles, and pushes his way out to near the 40-yard line. Nice hard running by Nick Gorman, the fullback and outside linebacker, but takes it to just shot. Well, we'll put it on the 40-yard line, and moving right to left are the Springfield Cougars. Your quarterback tonight, first-year starter junior Brandon Giacciaccio, Kyle Long, and a number of other backs will see time in the backfield, including Phil Shovlin, Thomas Becker, and others. Brett Sheeran is your slot back. Jeremy Hudak and a number of other receivers will line up as well. Tight end is Dan Archibong. Shields, Pastore, Carbon, Gluck, and Sella, the front five. Shotgun look. Four wide. Two receivers to either side. Giacciaccio takes the snap, looking to his right on first down. Down the seam he goes, and he's got a man across midfield and tripped up and tumbling down to the Strathaven 40 is number 31, Kyle Long. Nice delivery from Giacciaccio, and again, no huddle look here. Giacciaccio with a nice delivery. Call it a gain of 19 as they mark it at the Strathaven 41-yard line. Archibong moves to the right of the formation. They go trips right. Archibong at 6'5", tight end headed to Temple next year. Certainly a nice big target for the junior quarterback. Pistol look this time. Give us to Shovlin up the middle, and he is belted. They're going to lose a couple yards, and nice work there from Mulhern. And number 73, Sam Petrovic. Petrovic missed last week's game against Pencrest, so it's good to see him back out there. Petrovic checks out. Checking in for Strathaven is number 7, Ryan Morris, at inside linebacker, the sophomore. Panthers with a 3-3 stack look at the moment. We'll get to their defensive starters momentarily. Shovlin, no gain, brings up second down and 10. From the Strathaven 41, pistol look again to Giacciaccio with Shovlin behind him, turns, gives straight up the middle he goes, and Morris steps in and belts him down for maybe a yard. A nice job by Morris to make the stop. Oliver Williams, Petrovich, and Deeb are up front, along with John Harrard. Depending on the package, you'll see John Morris at linebacker, Zach Nulon, Shane Mulhern on the inside, Matt Splain as one of your outside backers tonight, along with Kyrie Fuller. Out of action tonight is Makai Hill, so Van Bobo, Hunter Mazur, and Javon Springfield are your back three. Third and nine. Panthers trying to get the defense off the field here. Four wide, two to either side, DiCecchio in the gun. Back to pass, looking, has time, looking. Firing down to the right side, he goes, delivers high, and is caught by Kyle Long, and he hangs on. Terrific hit by Springfield to upend him, but Long goes high in the air to pull it down at the Strathaven 21. Gain of 20, right down the seam he goes. Great delivery, and Springfield belted him low and landed right on the back of his head. Nice job by Long to hang on. Couple of receptions there for the sophomore. Sheeran, slot right. Split to the right is Vince Pupio. Split to the left. Three wide on first down. Going to give inside a shovel and looking for room off the left edge. He's dancing along the sideline, and he is down inside the five. Thought he stepped out, but or did they? Let's see. No, he did. He lost his edge right there, and they'll say he stepped out at the 14-yard line. Okay. Either way, gain of seven on the play. Gain of six, rather, and Shovlin, who had a 90-yard touchdown run in last week's one-point loss to Radnor, he stands behind DiCecchio in the pistol. Wing right is Archibong. Back to pass, firing high to the right side, has Sheeran out there in open space, dances inside the 10, cuts inside, and he's got him set up first and goal at about the 5-yard line. Van Bobo on the tackle along with Javon Springfield, and first and goal to go as Sheeran has his first catch of the evening. Sheeran, second baseman on the baseball team as well, and DiCecchio starts off hot. 3 for 3 for 50 yards, throwing it on this opening drive.
I'll tell you, they're mixing up nicely. They call timeout.
Did they?
No, I guess not.
No huddle. They're just sending in the plays and look to have a different package in here. Now, checking into the game is Tom Becker, transfer from Bonner Prendergast at fullback. All right. They stack a tight end and a wing to the right. Pistol look behind DiCecchio. They run to that right side, and power game straight up the middle goes Shovlin. And he'll take it inside the 5 to about the 3, maybe. So Shovlin picks up 2. Brings up second down and goal to go. 9 minutes, 8:58 and counting here in the opening quarter. This drive for Springfield to start the game started at their own 40-yard line. Great field position to start for the Cougars, and now looking to punch it in. Second and goal to go from the 2. Shovlin is your tailback in the pistol. Tight end and wing to the right. Second and goal. DiCecchio gives to Shovlin. He's looking for room, and then he's slammed down. I think that's Splain who got him. Kyrie Fuller in the neighborhood as well. Nice job by, no, that's Mulhern, rather. Shane Mulhern with double-digit tackles in each of the first three games gets a stop here. And now, no gain again for Shovlin, and the Panthers trying to bottle him up. Eerily reminiscent of late in the first half against Pencrest, where they held the Lions for 3 downs and then seemed to have Ryan Kennard bottled up on 4th and couldn't quite take care of it. Here, the Cougars trying to punch it in again. 3rd and goal from the 2. On 3rd down, DiCecchio going to keep it himself. Dances inside and they're hanging on for dear life, but DiCecchio squirts free and he's into the end zone for a touchdown.
They had him, but
Cougar touchdown, and it's Brandon DiCecchio. Had a 1-yard run a week ago. Here scores from 2 yards out at 7:51 of this opening quarter, and a 60-yard drive to start the game for the Cougars has them on the board. On to attempt the extra point, number 42, Jack Corey, a sophomore, 5'11", 145-pounder, out of the hold of number 20, Jeremy Hudak. Snap is a high one. Hudak does well to put it down, and pounding it through is Jack Corey. 7-0 Cougars on top of Strathaven. 7:51 to play in the opening quarter. See if Strathaven can answer when we come back.
If we can get a commercial. All
right,
okay.
Let's see what we got here, Mike.
Okay, we'll try.
All right.
Here we go.
There we go. Be back in 30 seconds. Stick with us. Strathaven trying to get on the board when we come back right here on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Brandon DiCecchio with a 2-yard keeper. Caps a 60-yard drive for the Cougars. 7-0 Springfield here on their home turf. Strathaven about to get the ball for the first time. Standing deep to return, Van Bobo and Hunter Major. The left footers, Corey, high, end over end kick. It's angling towards the sideline. Now it's Amir Gordon coming up to make the catch at the 15. And he's spun down almost immediately at the 19-yard line. Nicely done there by number 24, Hall. And the Panthers will get things started with their quarterback, the junior, Evan Atsevez, Elijah Cruz, Zach Nulon, and Van Bobo in the backfield with Makai Hill out of action tonight. Matt Splain's your tight end. You'll see John Harar when they go with two tights. Ben McFetridge is your center. Mulhern and Williams are the guards. Petrovich and Deeb are the tackles. We'll see Kyrie Fuller as the split end. Maybe a little bit of Amir Gordon, Javon Springfield, and others. All right, Panthers start with two tight ends. Fuller to the right. Splain to the left. On first down, the give is to Nulon off the left side. He picks up a couple across the 20. Not much else. And the Panthers, again, we said before the game, Mike, the Panthers actually with more offensive plays than the opponent through three games, but sometimes it doesn't feel that way. There's been a lot of three and outs and some struggles, certainly, through the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, I think they're going to, you know, we talked about this. They need to mix up what they're doing. It is too easy to defend against them when you don't have super talent on the front line.
Panthers open with second and 8 here. Split to the left, tight end to the right. Atsevez on the sweep. This is Hunter Mazur looking for him off the left side. He has some good speed, but he's tracked down and pulled down by the shirt tail at about the 22, maybe the 23. Gain of just 2 there for Mazur. And it's going to bring up third down at about 8. Nice job there by number 28, P.J. Johnson. Defense for Springfield includes Archibong, Sella, Harper, and Gluck up front. DeVario, Becker, P.J. Johnson, who had that last tackle and 2 interceptions last week against Radnor, your linebackers. Nick Gorman sees time as well. Sharon Pupio and Tamaccio are the secondary. On 3rd and 8, Atsevez back to pass. Firing slant over the middle, in and out of the hands of Kyrie Fuller. And it'll bring up 4th and long. So the Panthers go 3 and out. Good delivery from Atsevez. Fuller couldn't quite hang on, and Zach Nulon will come on to punt. And again, looking for pretty good field position, you would think, here is Springfield as they set up their return men at about their own 40. And that's been
that's
an ongoing theme here for Strathaven as through the first 3 weeks. Nulon will punt it away. Sheeran stands deep to return. Steps into it. Low line drive kick's going to take a hop near midfield. Takes a Strathaven roll across the 45 inside the 40, and Van Bobo will down it at the 39-yard line. Nice job by Nulon to get it away. Gets a good roll. And most importantly, no return for Springfield. But still, they'll start it at their 39-yard line. Like I mentioned it, Strathaven opponents coming into tonight, their average starting drive is at the 44-yard line through 4 games, and Strathaven, their average drive starts at their own 27. So really the field has been tilted uphill for the Strathaven offense most of the season. Panther defense has been stout, but I'd like to see a turnover or two at some point. 3 wide receivers, 2 to the left, 1 to the right. Archibong as the H-back, and give is to the tailback, and Morris wraps him up immediately. Nice job by number 7, Morris, into the game. Ryan slams down number 35, Dwayne Snipes. Gain of 2 for Snipes. 2nd down and 8.
I tell you, you know, defense really has to try to get a 3 and out so they get better field position when they start going back the other way.
3-3 stack look here for Strathaven. 4 wide receivers. Back to pass to Checchio. Firing to the right side. Has Archibong. It is nicely defended by Kyrie Fuller, knocking the ball away at the midfield stripe. Good timing by Fuller as Archibong is going to outsize most everybody who's going to try to cover him this season. 6'5", 250 at tight end. And they'll line him up in the slot. They'll line him up as an H-back, and that time slot right, and Fuller does a nice job breaking up the pass. Brings up third down and 8. First incompletion of the night for DiCecchio. He's set up in the pistol. They'll snap it from their own 41. Springfield with a 7-0 lead and looking for more. Back to pass to DiCecchio. All kinds of time. Fires to the right side. It is incomplete. Hunter Mazur in coverage, and ball delivered a little too high for Vince Puppio. Three and out goes Springfield, and Mike, you said it. Here's Strathaven maybe getting decent field position on the way back.
Well, let's look for that, and of course, then we got to figure out a way to start. I mean, they went for, they went for two running plays and a pass, and the pass was there, just unfortunately wasn't caught, but we'll see where this goes.
Springfield on to punt. Strathaven coming, nearly getting it, but a good high kick's going to come down to Amir Gordon, who takes the catch at the 25-yard line and pushes out near the 30, and he's wrapped up by a host of tacklers, including number 5, Rata Johnson. 56 also in the mix there for the Cougars, Daniel Gluck. And the Panthers will start just slightly better field position at their own 28-yard line. Amir Gordon did well to get that one away and or to field that after a good kick from Joe Davis. All right. Panthers will bring in the play. 5:32 to play here in the opening quarter. Strathaven moving left to right. Second series ready to start. They trail it 7-0. Kyrie Fuller split to the left. Double wing. Motion man is Hunter Mazur looking for room off the left edge. He's trying to turn the corner. Cuts it back. He's got positive yardage out across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Nicely done. Gain of 8 for Hunter Mazur. Mazur is perhaps the Panthers' fastest runner coming out of the backfield tonight. Seeing, again, terrific lacrosse player headed to West Point about a year and a half from now. But new to football, much like the starting quarterback, Evan Atzeves. Second down and a long 2. Give us Elijah Crew for the first time, and he is belted by P.J. Johnson, but Elijah falls forward to the 39. I think that's enough for a first down. Nicely done. Good hit by Johnson to pop him, but good work there to fall forward, and Panthers move the chains for the first time tonight.
And we hear from the band for the first time tonight.
Luke Gutowski is also in the game now, a 6'3 sophomore for Springfield, set up as an inside linebacker. 10 men in the box. First and 10. Double wing. Atzeves back to pass on first down. Firing out to the outside, complete to Kyrie Fuller. He's ridden out of bounds, but the Panthers pick up 7, and that's one way to do it, isn't it? Loosen up that defense that's creeping awfully close to the line of scrimmage right now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they will play the box as long as they think it's viable.
Kyrie Fuller's first catch of the evening. He is the leading receiver for the Panthers coming into this one. 5 catches for 109 yards and a touchdown on opening night. Second down and 3. A lot of options on second and short, huh?
Yeah, a lot better than second and 9.
Wing T look, wing to the left. On second down, it's Mazur looking for room off the left side. Ooh. And they find him that time. Mazur going absolutely nowhere. Stopped at the 47. Good work there by 44 Tom Becker. Mentioned earlier that Becker was transferred in from Monsignor, played last year at Bonner Prendergast, and came back to his home school here and was all Catholic last year. So nice find there for Springfield to get a guy back in the lineup. He's had a solid start to the season. So no gain for Mazur, brings up 3rd down and 3. See what the
late
Panthers
play is coming
there.
In.
Umpire with his hand in the air. They better snap it quickly. 10 men in the box, and they give off the left side and tumbling forward for a first down across the midfield stripe. Good work there for the Panthers, picking up 5 yards as Elijah Crew takes it to the Springfield 49. Nice work by Elijah on the left side of that line. It's good to have Sam Petrovich back over there. Petrovich and Williams on the left side, and Mulhern and Deeb on the right.
This is Haven's first penetration into Cougar territory.
With 3:20 and counting to play here in the opening quarter, split to the right is Kyrie Fuller. Tight end to the left, Matt Spleen. Atzeves. Quick hitter is to Crew, and he lowers the shoulder, pushes to the 46 for about 3 more. 2nd and 7 upcoming. And you mentioned earlier, Mike, sort of the three yards in a cloud of dust.
Well, that could be effective. It certainly keeps the linemen on their toes.
Yep. Innerborough trailing Lansdale Catholic in the early going, 7-0. We'll keep you posted on that one and others. Here, 7-0 Springfield. 2:45 and counting to play in the opening quarter. Strathaven on the move from the Springfield 46. Double wing. Motion man is Newland. They fake it to him. Back to pass, Atzevez. Has room in the flat, and it's through the hands of Mazur. Good coverage by P.J. Johnson at the 40-yard line, and Mazur couldn't pull it in just shy of the first down marker. Now you're looking at 3rd and 7, and much more difficult.
I'll tell you, Atzevez is pretty much on the money. He's looking good. We just got to catch him now. It's that's what makes it so difficult at high school ball. Is that, you know, if you're on the money with the throws, suddenly you're not catching them. Then, of course, if you're not throwing them right, nobody can catch them. So,
all right, Panthers will try it again. 3rd and 7, split to the left, tight end to the right. Wing right is Newland. He comes in motion. They fake it to him, and then on a counter, right up the middle goes Van Bobo for the first time. He takes it to the 44-yard line for a gain of a couple. Brings up 3rd down and 5. Fourth down and 5, rather.
So what are you going to do here, Brian?
Well, doesn't matter what I'm going to do. The punt team's coming on. So, anyway, Strathaven will kick it and look to pin Springfield deep in their own territory. And, again, not a terrible idea, as well as the defense has played in the early part of the season and certainly forced a 3-and-out moments ago. Newline will punt it. Standing deep to return is number 6, Vince Pupio. Snap, no pressure, and Newline booms one. Line drive, it's going to be Pupio, who's going to take it at the 15-yard line, looking for a little bit of room. Panthers had people in front of him, but he gets outside anyway. Nice job by Bobo to sling him down at the 25, but Pupio picked up probably 10 more yards than he should have, but, again, give him credit. 10 on the return, and Springfield with just a little more breathing room as they start it at their own 25-yard line. We'll keep you updated on other scores from elsewhere as we get them. But, again, a lot of games in the Central League played last night. Marple Newtown beat Radnor 20-9. Pencrest shut out Harrington 42-0. Another shutout as Garnet Valley took care of Lower Marion 55-0. And Haverford took care of Conestoga 6-0. Here, 7-0. Springfield on top and with the football. Their own 25. Motion man is Archibong. Pistol look behind DiCecchio. Give is to Kyle Long for the first time, and he is dropped at the 25-yard line. Nicely done by Shane Mulhern. Stood there waiting for him and squashes the sophomore for no gain. Long, a factor so far in the receiving game, with two catches for 39 yards on the opening scoring drive, but that's his first carry of the night. Split to the left, number 82, Chris Finizio.
Well, I'm going to say it and hope I don't curse it. It's been a good, clean game. No flags.
Long slot to the left. There's a receiver split to the right of the formation to the far side of the field. On 2nd down and 10, DiCecchio going to keep it himself. Looking for room as he cuts inside of Archibong, and he's across the 35 and out to the 37-yard line. Good block from number 88, Archibong. And slow to get up is number 7, John Morris. Sorry, Ryan Morris, rather. Morris is going to take a breather here, and Panthers will substitute. Morris is going to hobble off, so keep an eye on him. He was looking good in his early action here. 1st and 10 after a gain of 12 for DiCecchio. He has the 1-yard touchdown run. The only points on the board thus far. We're inside a minute to play here in the opening quarter. Stretch play to the left side, and it is gain of out to the 42-yard line for number 25. That's Philip Shovlin. Shovlin picks up 5, and a nice work by the left side of that line, led by Big 51, Matt Sella. Sella, 3-year starter, 6'3", 280.
Yeah, it's like moving a train.
Yep. So 5 carries for 13 yards in the early going for Shovlin, who seems to be the feature back tonight so far.
Looks like the last play of the quarter.
Yeah, in the absence of Sterling. But in the meantime, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Springfield will not snap it again. They're going to switch sides and see what they can do with already a 7-point lead here on their home field. 2nd and 5 when we come back at the start of the second quarter. Glad you joined us live on the archive right here on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Springfield High School. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, joined by Mike Mayer and Pete Fulginetti as always. 7-0 Springfield on top here on their home field in Week 4. Strathaven, two drives, one three and out, and one sustained reasonably well, and tried to punt it and pin Springfield down and deep in their own territory, but Springfield digging out of that hole right now. Yep. Second down and 5 at their own 42-yard line as we start this second quarter. Springfield will move left to right with the wind in their faces at the moment. So pretty steady winds. Not overwhelming, but steady enough to affect a football flying around. And Springfield will send two receivers to the right, one to the left. Now they flood it on a jet sweep, looking for room. Here's Kyle Long off the left, off the right edge. He cuts inside, and he's dragged down from behind. Good work by John Harrar to pursue from the backside, but not before Long picks up 6, and a Springfield first down. Cougars on the move and moving the chains again. They'll put it down at 1 yard shy of the midfield stripe.
That was a good play all the way around for the Panthers. They stretched that out further than they wanted to go, but kid's got good speed, so he's able to turn that corner, if only for a moment.
First and 10 from the 49. Long slot left, just a sophomore. Archibong is an H-back to the left. Receivers are split. Give is to the tailback. This is Shovlin into Strathaven territory to the 49. Give him about 2. Again, just sort of steady, steady work here from Shovlin so far. Not quite the highlight film 90-yard run he had a week ago for in that loss to Radnor, but Strathaven keeping them in the barn, so to speak, thus in the early going. Second down and 8. 4 wide, 2 to either side. Shovlin in the pistol behind DiCecchio, who's looking to his left, fire to the outside, has a man out there and dancing away from one tackle and picking up a first down is number 82, Chris Finizio. Gain of about 9 on his first catch of the night. Van Bobo on the stop for the Panthers. First and 10. Nose of the football at the Strathaven 40. This no-huddle stuff is messing with our Twitter game.
Yeah,
here. It's hard to update scores from elsewhere with texts and tweets and all sorts of things, but we'll do the best we can with it. Here we go. Pistol look again. Keeping himself as DiCecchio off the right side, and he cuts inside and is belted down there by Nulon and Harrar. Still will fall forward for a gain of about 5. Second down and 5 upcoming. 3 carries for 18 yards for the junior, Brandon DiCecchio. 10-10 and counting to play here in the first half. Panthers looking for a stop. Good to see Ryan Morris back into the game. Sophomore inside linebacker. Panthers with 3 down linemen here in the stack. Back to pass to DiCecchio off a play fake. Firing to the right side, looking for Archibong. Incomplete. Fired low, and Kyrie Fuller right on his back there. Kyrie sticking pretty well with the big tight end in the early going. 3rd and 5.
Springfield's mixing it up pretty well, although it's interesting because they seem to be having a good running game. Then it seems to stall a little bit. Some of their passing comes in interesting moments, but of course they're not completing as many as they'd like, so it's having an effect on their productivity.
Probably 4 down territory here. Slot to the left is Long. Archibong, wing to the right. They motion him to the left side now on 3rd and 5. DiCecchio looks, gives to the tailback, Shovlin looking for room, stretches out to the left side and has some room into the secondary, spins his way across the 30 down to the 25-yard line. Gain of 10 for Shovlin, his best run of the night. Stop the clock momentarily. Oh, flag. Laundry on the field back at the 38-yard line. And we'll keep an eye on this. Holding offense. Ouch for Springfield. Instead of 1st and 10 at the 25 going in, they're going to walk this backward from the 37-yard line. It's going to bring up 3rd down and about 17. Well, Strathaven either catches a break or you can always argue at the point of attack there that they were held and might have made the play. But in either way, costly penalty for the for the Cougars.
17 yards back. It's a mess. I'm sorry, 12 yards back.
Yeah.
For
Finizio. Finizio split to the left. Three wide receivers to the right. On third and 17. DiCecchio firing to the right flat. Has a man out there and looking for running room. And it's number six tumbling near first down yardage. Nice work there by Vince Puppio. They just flat out outnumbered Strathaven that time. They just outnumbered him, and now you're looking at fourth down and two. A very manageable 2 yards as they pick up 15 right back there on the first catch of the night for Puppio. Archibong basically serving as a lead blocker that time. Fourth and two. Springfield keeps the offense on the field, trying to keep it moving. They already lead at 7-0. Pistol look. Hard count. Strathaven jumps. Well, that was an easy five, and Strathaven gets their first penalty of the night, and it'll move the chains right back to almost where they started a moment ago. So Springfield was looking at first and 10 from the 25 before their own penalty set them back momentarily, and now first and 10 from the Strathaven 27. Panthers just not able to capitalize on a Springfield mistake there. Gave one right back with a mistake of their own. Two receivers to either side. They'll snap it from the right hash. DiCecchio with shoveling on his hip. He hands it to him, looking for room off the right side. Turns the corner, gets the edge, and it tumbles across the 20 to the 18. Major and Mulhern on the stop. They'll spot it right on the 18-yard line. Gain of about 9. Panther defense starting to show some wear and tear here for the moment. Clock ticks. 8:11, 8:10 and counting to play here in the opening, in the second quarter. Two receivers to the right. Strathaven nearly jumped again, but DiCecchio stops, resets, calls a new play here. Pistol look behind him. Give is to Shovlin. Up the middle he goes. First down inside the 15 to the 14 before he's met by Morris. He'll put it down right on the 15 and give him three more and another Cougar first down. Panther defense actually has had their moments in the first 3 weeks deep in their own territory to stall drives here. And
they almost had a moment in the last time.
Yeah.
Of course, they've seen that where they've stopped somebody and the guy reverses direction and goes in for the score.
Long, split to the right. Two receivers to the left. Motion man is long. They give it to him on the jet sweep, looking for room in on the cutback, and he's met there by Mulhern. Falls forward to about the 11. Gain of about 4 on the play. Brings up second down as Kyle Long, again, just a sophomore. Probably, well, maybe their biggest home run threat, if you will. Can score from almost anywhere on the field, as Interboro found out in the final minutes of their opening night game. Norristown and CB West tied at 14. Lansdale Catholic leads Academy Park 7-0. Back to pass to DiCecchio. Slant over the middle, looking for Archibong, who's got it. Van Bobo hanging on for dear life, but not before they stretch into the end zone for a touchdown. 10 yards on the slant. It's Archibong using that 6'5 frame to reach it over the goal line. Touchdown, Cougars, with 6:48 to play here in the second quarter. That's just an I'm bigger and stronger than you kind of a feel there.
Right.
And a nice job on the delivery from DiCecchio for the touchdown. Second receiving touchdown of the year for Archibong. On the extra point, ball spotted, kick is away. It is up. It is good. Jack Corey, 2 for 2 on the extra points. And Strathaven now in a 2-touchdown hole. 14-0 Cougars. We'll come back in a moment, see if Strathaven can get something on the board before halftime. Midway through the second quarter. Cougars on top of the Panthers right here on HavenFootball.net.
A good trash pickup service is worth its weight in gold. BDI, Boyles Disposal Incorporated, is a locally owned and operated business for over 20 years right here in Wallingford. Ward Boyle is a Strathaven alumni and knows our neighborhoods better than anyone. BDI offers residential service as well as bulk item collection and cleanouts. To schedule clean, courteous trash pickup service, give Ward a call at 610-872-3149. Buddy, buddy, pick up your garbage. Oh. Tell me, where
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Brandon DiCiaccio to Dan Archibong, the Temple-bound tight end. Takes it in from 10 yards out, 14-0, Cougars on top. Jack Corey, high end-over-end kick coming down to Strathaven's. Taking a sideways bounce to Mazur at the 27-yard line. He takes it up the middle, gets a little push from his teammates there for the moment, and gets him out to the 25. So the Panthers, again, field position. Springfield takes advantage of a relatively short field, and Panthers now starting at their own 25-yard line and have a long way to go to dig out of a 14-0 hole.
Yep, and they got to start showing some offense. I mean, it's just not going to.
All right.
Start getting aggressive.
First and 10, Strathaven. Split to the left, Kyrie Fuller. Wing to the right is Hunter Mazur. Mazur comes in motion. Give is to the fullback, Elijah Crew, who explodes into the secondary momentarily and takes it out near the 30, gain of 4. Crew didn't look like he had much room there when he got it, and then just good little burst, picks up 4, second down and 6 upcoming. Springfield 14, Strathaven nothing. Midway through the second quarter. Kyrie Fuller, split to the right, wing T look, behind your quarterback Evan Atsevez. Back to pass, Atsevez looking, firing, has Fuller out there and is incomplete. Fuller had a step near midfield, ball just overthrown on the go route. Found him in man-to-man with Brett Sheeran, and Fuller just a step behind that throw. And Panthers, again, they've had moments where you can maybe capitalize. Third and 17 on that last drive, couldn't get a big play on defense to keep them that keep Springfield in check there. And now here you had an open receiver by a step and couldn't quite connect. Fuller will check out of the game on third down and 6. Panthers snap it from their own 29. Amir Gordon checks in as split end. He's to the right, the far side of the field. Double wing. Atsevez back to pass. Looking, firing. On the out pattern, incomplete. Looking for Gordon out near midfield. This one well overthrown, and Panthers again go 3 and out. Well, Panthers used less than a minute off the game clock there, and now Springfield stands to get it again in very good field position, and it's just been an ugly recipe so far.
But consistent.
Yes.
I mean, I will tell you, they're playing the same kind of ball. You know, those last two passes by Atsevez were not good. They were too long. Second one, I don't know that it would have been caught anyway, but the first one certainly could have been.
Standing deep to return, Vince Puppio and Brett Sheeran. Kick here from Nulon off the side of his foot. It takes a Strathaven bounce across their 45, across the midfield stripe, and down there at the 48-yard line by Ryan Morris. But, again, a very short field upcoming here for Springfield. Panther defense needs a turnover in a big way to really just tilt this field. And it's been a common and repeating theme here over the first 3.5 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, and you're giving your opponent too much time to work the ball because you're not holding on to it long enough.
Try to get you some score updates from elsewhere. Again, still second quarter. Lansdale Catholic still leading Academy Park 7-0. And still trying to get you skills for CB South on top of Ben Salem, 13-0. We'll get you other scores from up in the Suburban One League in a moment. Back to pass to Checchio, firing to the right side. He has Puppio in the backfield, and he is slung down by Kyrie Fuller. They're going to lose a bundle here. Back to the 41-yard line. It was almost a lateral there.
Yeah, I think it was a lateral.
In fact, it was. So Pupio's going to lose 7. Brings up 2nd and 17. Nice job by Kyrie to close very quickly on that one. All the way back to the 41-yard line. 2nd and 17 upcoming. Play worked pretty well earlier for Springfield, where they just outnumbered the Panther defense on the wide side of the field. 3 wide this time. H-back is Archibong. 2 to the left, 1 to the right. DiCiaccio back. Play fake. Looking to his left. Now, deep down the left sideline, has a man out there. Javon Springfield. It is caught by Long at the 40. He's going to go. 30, 20, and Kyle Long will take it on in. Javon Springfield inches away from picking it off and going the other way. It goes just through his hands, and Kyle Long will go for 59 and a score. Springfield cashing in on another almost play from Strathaven. 20 to nothing.
It's one of the reasons coaches tell you, you know, go for the man, not for the ball, because it just, that can kill you.
Springfield had a shot at it, seemed to mistime his jump just so, ever so slightly, went right through his hands, and Long juggled it momentarily and then takes it the distance. Corey on for the extra point, plenty of lag, plenty straight, and 21 to nothing is your score. Strathaven, trailing by three scores. We're going to take another short timeout. Thanks to our sponsors for getting us on the web every week to bring you the action. Thanks for joining us, either live or on the archives. Strathaven trailing 21-0. Springfield on top when we come back midway through the second quarter on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
21-0. Strathaven trailing Springfield here on West Leamy Avenue in Springfield. And Jack Corey on to kick it off one more time for the Cougars. 4:52 to play in the opening quarter, in the opening half, rather. Line drive kickoff is going to come down to Hunter Mazur at the 15-yard line. Looking for a little running room. Tries to get the edge and good speed up the near sideline. And it was an ankle tackle away from running a long way. Joe Kennedy with a shoestring tackle. Strathaven will start at their own 35-yard line. And oh so close were the Panthers to get picking off the first pass of the season. Instead, it ends up in their end zone. 59 yards for the score, as I type on the Twitter here.
Well, let's hope they get something going here. I mean, they're obviously digging a pit there. They're going to have trouble getting out of.
All right. Back first and 10, give is to Van Bobo off the right side across the 35 to the 37. Just a couple of yards on his second carry of the night for Van Bobo, filling in for Makai Hill tonight. Second down and 8. Panthers will get the ball to start the second half. So at this point, if you can get something going, you get some points on the board before halftime, looking to get... have a shot here. Looking for room is Bobo on the Mustang sweep, and he picks up maybe two more. Nice work there by Becker to stay home and read it. Tom Becker on the stop after a gain of just two more. Third down and a long six.
You know, part of the problem, it seems, they're not able to sustain their blocks so that they have these long developing plays in the back, in the backfield, and, you know, it's looking okay, and then everything starts to get clogged up again.
Panthers break the huddle with two tight ends. Harar to the left, Matt Splain to the right. T formation this time, and now they move wing to the right with Hunter Mazur. On third down and 6, Mazur in motion. Back to passes, Atsevez has time, fires the right flat, incomplete. It's batted down at the line. Matt Sella got a hand on it. Bobo was out here with a little bit of space, and big 6'3" Matt Sella reaches up from that defensive end spot and swats it to the ground. Atsevez just 1 of 6 throwing it here in the first half. And the Panthers, another three and out, will punt it one more time. So, Nuon, your punter, one of the busiest guys on the field once again.
Most statistics on the field so far this year.
He waits the punt snap at the 25-yard line. Morris looking for some help on the sideline. Panthers need to call timeout here.
Yep.
Yeah, they're going to use their first timeout as... seem to have a personnel issue and maybe not enough guys on the field. So we'll take some a short timeout with them. Stick with us. Strathaven looking to punt it away when we come back. Midway through, well, getting to be late in this second quarter. 21-0. Springfield on top on HavenFootball.net.
You've seen these young men make incredible catches. You've seen them run faster and hit harder than seems possible. You've seen them succeed against almost impossible odds. Now see them wash your car.
That's right. Saturday, September 26th from 8 until noon, members of the Strathaven football team will wash your car. Donations are $5 per car, but they'll be happy to take more if you like.
All proceeds go directly to benefit the players. Come join in the fun and support your team.
Welcome back. Fourth and long for the Panthers. Nulon takes a high snap. He steps into it and booms one. Line drive kick's going to be Sheeran at the 32-yard line. Dances away from one man and runs into Shane Mulhern. Flag comes in. Late ball on the ground. Scramble for it. Let's see. They wrestle for it at the 40-yard line. I don't know. Panthers think they have it. And we'll check the flag as well. Did not see who punched that ball free, and they're going to unpile right at the 40-yard line. Panthers.
Who received it, do we know?
Brett Sheeran on the return, number 7.
Okay.
And let's see. Panthers have the football as they unpile. Not sure who came out of the pile with it, but the Panthers have it, and now we will check the flag. So, again, Strathaven looking for a turnover of some kind. again, inches away from their first interception of the season a moment ago. Here, on the punt return, illegal block, illegal use of the hands against Springfield, so Strathaven will most certainly decline, and they pick up the flag and march it 10 yards forward. So Strathaven on the fumble recovery and a 10-yard penalty against Springfield will put it as deep in Springfield territory as the Panthers have seen tonight, first and 10 from the 30. Springfield with some confusion now as with different personnel on the field, and checking out of the game, P.J. Johnson. Checking in, number 15, quickly, is Anthony DeVario. And Springfield will call timeout and get things settled there. So the defense for Springfield now has to come up big. Leading 21-0, but this is as deep into their own territory as they've been all night.
Yeah, you know what? While we're waiting for the game to start, I got a little housekeeping. Pete, where were we at with... Where was the ball caught on the punt? Do you have it? Okay. No problem. I'll figure out something.
All right.
So halftime we got coming up. Pete's going to be on for his halftime show, obviously, and we're going to discuss those incredibly successful Eagles. And the similarities between the Eagles and Strathaven relative to offense. Actually, I think Strathaven's playing much better. But, you know, but there's a little bit of difference in the payroll situation. All right, here we go. We're getting ready to start.
All right, ready to go indeed. And quick update, other Central League action tonight. Ridley 7, Upper Darby 6 after a missed extra point for the Royals midway through the second quarter over there. So we'll keep an eye on that one in another Central League tilt. Here, 21-0 Springfield. All over the Panthers here through the first quarter and, well, a little more than a quarter and a half at this point. 3:21 to play before halftime. Referee back on the field, Evan Atsevez under center. Wing to the left, split end to the right. Give is to Elijah Crew on first and 10 from the 30, and a good push there from the line that time. And Elijah picks up 5. Nice work there. And as we said, the Panthers will get the ball back to start the third quarter. So if you can get points on the board here and go down and score coming out of the halftime locker room, you're suddenly in a one-score game. But have to capitalize on the Springfield mistake here with the first turnover of the night. Amir Gordon, split to the left. Singled up on this near sideline. Wing, now they shift a tight end to the right with Splane, and a wing right is Nulon. Gives to Van Bobo, looking for room off that right side. He keeps the legs churning, and he has himself a first down. Nice work from Bobo. Keep his feet moving, and number 26, rather, Greg Tomaccio. But Van Bobo's best run of the night, gained 6 and a first down inside the 20-yard line to the 19. Clock ticks. 2:20 and counting to play here before halftime. Atsevez under center. Again they shift. Tight end to the right. Wing to the right is Nulon. Gives to Bobo one more time. Same play, and they're waiting for it that time. But he squirts through and looking, dancing his way down near the 15-yard line. Nice work by Bobo. Springfield was flat out ready for that, and Bobo just made a miss. Nicely done. Making something out of nothing. And Bobo takes it to the 15.
He's at the 14.
To the 14.
Yep.
Gain of 5 more. Panthers in the, well, run it till they stop it mode.
Yeah, but they only got a little less than 2 minutes to go here. They got to start.
Panthers were still with 2 timeouts in their pocket if needed. 2nd and 5 from the Springfield 14. Plenty of time, but need points on the board here. Wing T look behind. Atsevez split to the left is Amir Gordon. given flags on the play first, pre-snap, and you may get false start. Well, that's a good way to disrupt the drive, if indeed that's the call. Dead ball, false start indeed. Second and 10 now. I'll move it back to the 19. And again, very different feel to it all of a sudden. 5 yards when you walk it off doesn't seem like that big a deal, does it?
And then no, but considering we keep getting guys down to the three and can't get in.
What a difference that makes sometimes. Now, again, do you go to a different play call? Or with 120, 119, clock ticks, 118 and counting to play here before halftime. Still with two timeouts, Panthers with the ball. Split end to the left, give is to the fullback, and it's Elijah Crew getting back near the a little original line of scrimmage near the 15. Gain of 4, clock ticks, we're going to be inside of a minute here. Crew, 6 carries for 23 yards. He's the Panthers' leading rusher on the evening thus far. Third down and about 5. Clock ticks, 52 seconds and counting. Panthers no huddle. Give on is to Crew, and he's got maybe a yard. He's going to have 4th and 4 upcoming here. Clock ticking, 42 seconds, 41 seconds. Crew with just a yard, and now the Panthers will call timeout, and understandably so here. 38 seconds to play before halftime. 4th down and about 4.5 upcoming. So wouldn't surprise me to see a hard count to start and see what happens. Academy Park has come back to tie Lansdale Catholic. So AP 7-7 late in the second. Keep this Norristown is leading 21-14 tonight. Pensbury up 12-0 up in the Suburban One League. CB South 13, Bensalem 8 now. And again, we'll keep you posted as best we can on scores from around District 1. Thanks to our buddies up at WNPV in Lansdale, Darrell Dobis and Jeff Nolan and friends. LaSalle 14, Malvern Prep 7. That game being played at Upper Dublin tonight. And LaSalle lost a lot to graduation, but they've played well in the early going here. All right, here we go. Fourth and a long 4. Kyrie Fuller, split end to the right. Atsevez under center. Wing T look behind him. Hard count. Back to pass looking. Atsevez firing to the end zone. Has Fuller out there who is incomplete. Just overthrown. Fuller had a step, and they couldn't connect. Atsevez took a big hit for his trouble from Matt Sella. He is slow getting up, but incomplete on 4th and 5, and Springfield takes over with 32 seconds to play here before halftime, and the Panthers miss a golden opportunity to score there with 1st and 10 at the Springfield 30. March it down to the 14 and get stopped there. Again, that 5-yard false start penalty. What a game changer that is. 2nd and 5 suddenly turns to 2nd and 10, and that's a toughie. All right. 10 men all around the ball here for Springfield. My guess is they're taking a knee and taken to the halftime locker room. Indeed, DiCecchio gets under center, puts a knee on the ground, and the referees will put the ball down, start the play clock. Springfield will not need to snap it again, and they are going to walk it to the sideline. All right. Well, could be worse in a sense, but boy, it could be a whole lot better for Strathaven after 24 minutes of play. 21-0 Springfield here on their home turf on week 4 of the season. Springfield trying to even their record. Strathaven still looking for win number 1 and trying to turn it around here on the road tonight in Springfield. So with that in mind, we're going to take a short time out. Pete and Mike will be chatting it up at halftime. We'll try to get some score updates from elsewhere and talk a little bit about next week's action as well. So, stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Springfield 21, Strathaven nothing at halftime, right here on HavenFootball.net.
You've seen these young men make incredible catches. You've seen them run faster and hit harder than seems possible. You've seen them succeed against almost impossible odds. Now see them wash your car.
That's right. Saturday, September 26th from 8 until noon, members of the Strathaven football team will wash your car. Donations are $5 per car, but they'll be happy to take more if you like.
All proceeds go directly to benefit the players. Come join in the fun and support your team.
That's Saturday, September 26th from 8 until noon. We'll see you there.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a Coco's Pizza. At Coco's, you can get pizza your way. Thin crust or thick, red or white, with a whole slew of topping choices. Having a party? Buy three large or extra large pizzas and get a free 12-pack of Coca-Cola. Order your pizza right now at 610-872-7277. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven. Pickup or delivery.
Tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitar and then...
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630. To schedule the tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or anytime, everybody loves Coco's.
Okay, we're back here at Springfield High School, where the halftime score is Cougars 21, Haven 0. And it's been just another tough night for Haven football. They are moving the ball to some degree. They're playing decent defense, although they're a little overwhelmed at this stage of the game. Springfield, on the other hand, is doing some nice mixing and matching. They're doing some nice runs, some nice passes. Really, I think, catching Haven a little bit off guard here. And with a 21-0 deficit, Haven does have the ball coming back into the second half. But, boy, they got to show something if they're going to get back in this game.
Yeah, Mike, Springfield has a way to attack you. They're going to attack you with their running game, which has been very good. And they also have a nice little passing game. I wouldn't say it's super fabulous, but they have some weapons out there. They have a tight end that's the size of an NFL tight end, 6'5", 230, I believe his size is. And he's the one that caught the touchdown pass in the far right end zone.
Right.
But Strathaven, they're moving the ball on the ground, but they're getting little chunks here and there. Like I said last week, and I hate to keep repeating it, this team lacks a breakaway speed back. And, and what you need is one of them guys. You could break two or three touchdowns a game, and you're in it. But they don't have anybody that can get away from defenders. So, you can get 5 to 8, 10 yards, but they don't have anybody that can get downfield, and that's going to be a problem all season.
It's been a problem all season. We're in the fourth game now, and it just, I will tell you, the ball handling is better. Aceves seems a little more comfortable back there. He seems to his handoffs are looking more crisp. Certainly, we haven't seen the centering problems that we had.
Yeah, they played a good game as far as no penalty. I think there's one penalty on Strathaven for the whole first half. So they really executed well, but even in the execution, they're just not getting enough yards to sustain drives. And one of the main problems is field position. They're always on this side of the 50.
Right.
And I think Springfield is getting the ball near the 50. You can't play that field position and expect to beat somebody. I don't
care
who you are.
Well, and if you don't cross the goal line, you can't expect to beat anybody. We talked about that in the 50-yard line this week. If they don't score 3 to 4 touchdowns a game, the odds of them winning a game are extremely remote. You can score once, you can score twice.
And that last 5 minutes or last 3 minutes of the second quarter, They got the turnover on the kick. They got it down inside the 20 to the 14, and it stalled right there. They couldn't get in.
And part of their problem is they took a penalty for an illegal procedure, which set them back 5 yards. Atsevez was on target the beginning of the night, and then we had the drop pass problem. Now he was going for some longer passes. Very hard to see, very hard to calculate, particularly for a new young quarterback. And he was pretty dramatically overthrowing them. So that kind of went by the wayside. But again, they were going for the long passes. And I think Atsevez's real strength is in the short pass, the slant pass.
Yeah.
He's got a good arm for short distances. And, you know, look, the risk of a slant pass is if a linebacker or a cornerback, somebody sees it coming and can step up. That could be
but,
6 points.
You've got to take these risks in the second half. You're down 3 touchdowns. If you just grind the ball on the ground, you're not going to win. You're not going to score 21 points. You just won't have enough time. The only way you have a chance to win this game is to put the ball in the air, and I would definitely make the routes shorter, more slants, and just do some really little pick-and-pong type game,
right.
game, which they did last week in the last 2 minutes.
And if it fails and you get intercepted, so you lose 48 to nothing.
Right,
I mean, what
right.
difference does it make?
To come out with a different frame of mind in the second half. You can't just run off tackle. It's not going to work.
We'll see. Now, Springfield's got a nice little team. It's not like, they're coming out of nowhere with this. We knew what we could expect. But again, our problems are the same problems they've been going into week four now. We have no breakaway speed anywhere, so we've got to find another way to move that ball, and it's not going to work giving it to the same group of gentlemen in the backfield and expecting greater results. We're having some kind of issue blocking, whether it's because the box is being filled all the time by the defense, although tonight they have thrown the ball a reasonable amount.
Yeah, a very key time was that last 3 minutes when they were down inside the 10 or inside the 14. Now, if they do score there, it's 21-7, Strathaven is getting the second half kickoff, and let's say they drive and they make it 21-14. Then you have a one-score game with a whole lot of time left. It was a very key thing they had to score there. By not scoring there, they really dug themselves a hole.
Well, the only alternative they have is they come back and hit a home run with some kind of breakaway pass and get it down to the goal line and, in 2 minutes score. But if they're gonna take 15 plays to score, and then Springfield's going to take 10 plays to score, or maybe not score and get held back,
and
you're running out
of
time.
On Springfield's third score that made it 21, that pass over on the far sideline,
right.
One of our defense, I'm not sure who.
Springfield.
One of the defensive backs went
Springfield
up to get
was,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it went through his hands, tipped it. The Springfield man received it, and they went all the way. If we pick that off, even if you don't go all the way, it's a 14-0, and maybe you come down and make it 14-7. So there's little things that are just going wrong that could make this game closer than it is.
Well, and that's just it. You can't blame Springfield, and I'm talking about the player of Springfield, for going for that ball. It's unfortunate because generally you're taught to go to the man, not the ball, but he thought he had it. In fact, he got his hands on it. But it's kind of typical of what Haven's experiencing actually last year and to a large degree this year. They're having a tough time playing competitive football, and on top of it, they can't get any breaks. I mean, it just doesn't work. They get the ball, they take it over, then suddenly the opposing team has a great defensive run and stops them in 4 plays, and they can't make 8 yards. It's just, last week we throw a great little inside pass. A receiver, our 6'5" receiver, catches it. He's dropped at the 3-yard line. I mean, in normal cases, he would have been able to drag people 2 feet and fall forward and got the touchdown.
This season, Mike, has been very frustrating. Even the close plays haven't gone our way. It's really been a frustrating 3 weeks.
Last year, we had better play and better games and couldn't get a break. This year, we have our problems playing football the way we'd like to, and we can't get a break. So, it would kind of, who knows what it'll be. We come here to watch football. Kids are doing everything they possibly can. They are working extremely hard during the week at practice, and they're putting their best foot forward, and that's all we can ask of them. We sit up here and observe it, and we say, they could do this, they could do that, but at the end of the day, they're doing what they can do, and Springfield's doing what they can do, and, it is what it is, and we'll just have to play through it.
Mike, we've been following Strathaven football for the last 15, 16 years, and we've seen teams in Hershey, in the snow winning. We've seen it all. You can't be great every year. You cannot have a great team every year. The Dan Connor teams that went all the way, I mean, what excitement we went through. And now this is kind of a rebuilding stage, and it's going to be tough, but we got to hang in there with them.
Yeah, and we will. I mean, we're not going anywhere. It's just, it's difficult to talk about because you want to parse your words. You don't want to be super critical, because that's not what this is about. This is high school sports. These kids are doing what they can do. They have the talent that they have, and that's what it is. And, you know, that's why you don't hear us, you know, and maybe in the stands you'll hear people screaming and carrying on. But on a broadcast like this, where we've got all the players listening to us and family members and fans, you know, we're telling you, they're doing the best they can. If it isn't going to win a game, and I told Chip Carroll when I started this broadcast 11 years ago, I said, if we go 0-10, we'll be there for every game, and we'll do the best we can to broadcast and keep it a positive experience, and we're going to keep to our word. This is tough to watch for everybody. We understand that. Sometimes you get great talent on your team, like we've experienced back in the late 90s and early 2000s, and sometimes you don't have the best talent, or your opponents just have better talent. Whatever the reason is, it's not important. They're doing what they can. We're going to critique them a little bit and see where we can make improvements, and that's going to be what it is. On the other hand, when we get to talk about the Eagles, those bums.
Yeah, let's critique them.
When you're making a few million dollars, you can yell.
I know everybody listening that listens to this halftime show every week is probably saying that Statman Pete was crazy on the opening night when he predicted the Eagles Eagles were going to be just awesome and roll through everything. Well, Statman Pete forgot one thing: the offensive line. You cannot win in the NFL. You can't win at any level with an offensive line. But in the NFL, you lose an all-pro and another almost all-pro, and you replace them with scrubs. You're not going to beat anybody. And you know, right now they're struggling. I mean, but the one thing that really about the Eagles that really I couldn't understand, during the week they were saying that the Cowboys knew their plays before they did them. And, you know, we're thinking that Chip Kelly has thousands of plays because of his – that they're saying in the NFL, the Eagles are one of the teams that have the fewest amount of plays. They run different formations, the same plays, and it seems like the opponents are studying these – and they know what's going to happen before it happens. So if they don't change their ways of attack, I don't know what they're going to do.
Well, you know, Mr. Kelly is still a little bit out of his forte relative to college ball, so we'll see if he can make the adaptation.
I think he's got to change his mental aspect – that this is the NFL, and he's not going to win at this level like you did in Oregon for a couple of reasons. You don't have as many players. You might not have quite as much talent. And the defenses are just too good. You're not playing against a team that has one or two pros on it. You're playing against 11 starting pros that were probably the best players on their college team.
Absolutely. They wouldn't be in the NFL. Absolutely. I mean, remember something. There have been various organizations that have tried to start a World Football League, other competitive football leagues at different times of year, so they wouldn't compete head up with the NFL. But they try to create these leagues for professional football, and without success. And why? Because in reality, there's maybe 3,000 people on the entire planet that can play NFL football. And if you're going to put together a league with other than NFL players, you're going to have other than NFL football. And that's what he's experiencing, and that's what you would experience. And I think what Chip is beginning to realize is that there are no you're good, better, or best. There is no bad. It may be bad when considered within a professional realm, but as an athlete and have abilities, you know, it's the old story that any given team on any given Sunday, and that's because the quality of the people that are playing are so good.
You know what else I noticed watching the Cowboy-Eagle game last Sunday? I'm really getting a little upset about Sam Bradford. He looks like a deer in headlights. He came out with a very faraway look, and if you notice the one play that really shows that he's a little scared about his knee, he fumbled the ball. Rather than pouncing on it, he took one step back to lean forward because he was protecting his knee. He's still worried about that knee, and he's not throwing the ball off the back leg as well. He's kind of pushing the ball because I just think he doesn't want to plant that leg and get hit. And why is he doing that? Because of the offensive line. It all comes back to that offensive line. If that was working, blocking, setting up holes, your running game would be working, your passing game would be working. Without that, it's not going to work.
Well, okay. We'll see. In the meantime, we're at Springfield High School, where the score is Cougars 21, Strathaven 0. Strathaven gets the ball first. We're going to be returning in just a few minutes for the beginning of the second half. And let's hope that Strathaven can turn the tide a little bit and make everything work for themselves. So we'll be back in just a little bit after this commercial break.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live.
And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs. Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or anytime, everybody loves Coco's. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. Oil disposal, residential and business trash pickup done quickly and professionally. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Plush Mills Senior Living Community. Big enough to count on, small enough to care. In Wallingford. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to Springfield High School. The Cougars on top on their home turf, 21-0. Thanks again to Pete Fulgenetti for joining Mike at halftime. Before we get too far into the second half here and all this no-huddle offense, we'll give you some score updates from around Suburban 1 League and the Pac-10 and the Chessmont and all around District 1 and District 12. We'll start up in Suburban 1 where a game has just gone final. There was a 5:30 start tonight at Norristown at Central Bucks West. CB West has just nailed a 32-yard field goal in overtime to get their first win of the year. The Bucks take it 31-20. Over Norristown, the Bucks move to 1-3. All right, other games, late second quarter or halftime scores from up in Suburban 1. CB South on top of Bensalem, 19-8. Council Rock South up 34-15 over Harry S. Truman. New Hope Solbury on top of Jenkintown, 9-0. And Lansdale Catholic, well, we'll save that one for a moment. The big game as the Suburban 1 league gets started in their league schedule. North Penn, Pennridge. North Penn 21, Pennridge nothing at half. So North Penn always with that tough early season non-league schedule. Just getting it rolling with Dick Beck and friends up in their league schedule. Upper Dublin ranked top 10 in the state of Pennsylvania all over. Cheltenham 28-0 at half. Speaking of a blowout, Quakertown looking to move to 4-0. They lead 3-0 William Tennant 42-0 at halftime.
That's a mercy rule.
Pensbury also in a shutout mode here. They're leading Souderton 19-0 at half. Lots of shutouts this weekend so far and early on. The small schools up there in Suburban 1 as well. Bristol on top of Calvary Christian, 20-14. In the Pac-10, quick updates there. Blowout as Perk Valley looking to go to 4-0. They lead Owen J. Roberts 42-7 at halftime. Tight win for Springford, also trying to go 4-0. They only lead 3-0 over Boyertown at halftime. So Springford having some trouble with the Bears at the moment. Let's see, one more Pac-10 score. 0-3 Methacton against 0-3 Upper Perk. Somebody's getting their first win of the season. Upper Perk on top at the moment, 17-7. All right, a little closer to home now. Malvern Prep trailing LaSalle 14-7. And then out in the Chestmont, Downingtown West 47, Kennett 8. Coatesville on top of Henderson, 14-10 at halftime. Also in the Chestmont, looking for one more score, and I don't have it just yet. Looking for Avengrove score as well. Now, back to Delaware County. Episcopal Academy on top, 13-6 over the Hill School.
Okay.
Academy Park, 13. Lansdale Catholic, 7. That's gone to halftime.
Really? Good.
Now,
team.
Closer to home yet in Delaware County here. Just before halftime, Upper Darby puts together a long drive and scores on Ridley 12-7. The Royals on top of Ridley at half. All right, so Upper Darby looking to bounce back. Got shut out a week ago against State College, but they lead it 12-7 at half. Here, 21-0, Springfield looking to kick it away here and start this second half. The left-footer Jack Corey has a tee just inside the left hash. He approaches high end-over-end kickoff. It's going to come down to Amir Gordon, who reaches up and pulls it at the 5-yard line, looking for running room out to the 15 and not much else. They drop him right at that 15-yard line, and the Panthers again looking for it with a long field in front of them, trying to capitalize here. You know, they've had some man-to-man coverage and couldn't connect. There have been some good passes that were not hauled in by receivers. And when it's all said and done, Evan Atsev has 1-for-7 for just 7 yards in that first half, throwing it. On the ground, Elijah Crew, 7 carries for 24 yards. Van Bobo, 5 carries for 17. Zach Newland, 1-for-2. Hunter Mazur, 3 carries for 10 yards. So not much going on the offensive side of the ball for the Panthers. Less than 70 yards of total offense through the first 24 minutes. Here they start at their 15-yard line. Under center is Atsevez, wing TV. Now ball on the ground. It's scooped up, and Javon Springfield is going to... He's under center, and he fumbles the snap. Didn't see it was not Atsevez. It was Springfield. It's scooped up and taken it to the 5-yard line. Is number 33, Nick Gorman, and Springfield will start first and goal at the 5.
It can't. What do you say? What are you going to say?
Javon Springfield under center for the first time this season, and fumbled snap to start. Springfield with 15 feet to go get a 4-touchdown lead. Here we go. Springfield stays in the game at free safety. And now the Panthers going to have hustle guys off here. Hustling off is Sam Petrovich. Tony Koskinen checks in at defensive tackle. Pistol look, 2 receivers. Motion, they fake it, and give it inside, and right up the gut and into the end zone is number 35, Dwayne Snipes. Snipes, 5 and a score. It took one play for the Panthers to cough it up and one play for Springfield to cash in. Again, Panthers just shooting themselves in the foot again and again, and just 17 seconds into this third quarter, it's 27-0 with an extra point pending. Corey, on to attempt the extra point. Ball spotted, kick is away, it is up. And it is good. 28-0. Springfield on top. And I'm not sure. We'll keep it right here.
Yep.
Atsevez, I'm not sure if this is a coach's decision that he's going to sit down or if that was an injury. He did get up slowly, I will say, after one of those hits late in that second quarter. So nice work by Nick Gorman to pounce on the fumbled snap. And then 5 yards later, Snipes takes it in.
Well, we're going to have to deal with a mercy rule here if Haven can't get something going and can't keep Springfield out of the end zone.
Well, it happened here 2 years ago where Strathaven was shut out and the mercy rule came into play. Last year's game slightly closer. But again, after years and years of Strathaven taking care of Springfield, it's been the Cougars taking the last two and well on their way to taking three in a row. Corey, again, has a tee just inside the left hash. Kick is away now, flags first, and it looks like Springfield a little over anxious on the kicker coverage, has jumped offside, so they'll line up and try it again. So, ouch, tough start to the second half. What do you think, Mike?
It's this kind of thing that you just kind of sit back and you go, uh-huh. I mean, it's... You know, you fumble on the first play, you're down at your own 10 or wherever he was, the ball gets picked up. I mean, it's got to be tough to go out there and play this game and be Strathaven and just, you know, dig yourself a hole so deep. How do you keep playing? Here we go.
Corey will try it again from the 35. Line drive kickoff is going to come to Amir Gordon off his shoulder pads, but scoops it up at the 25-yard line. Looking for a bit of room, and he is hammered down. Big time hit from Joe Davis. Gordon gets to his feet quickly and seems to be okay, and that's a good thing because Davis unloaded at the 23-yard line where the Panthers will get it started. Well, try it again.
Yep.
Javon Springfield is your quarterback. Ling T behind him. Two tight ends. Wing to the right is Zach Newlong. 10 men in the box, all 11 within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. Springfield is buried immediately. Absolute jailbreak there, and there's just absolutely no respect for the passing attack at this point. Cougars just saying, well, just go get them. They're sending everybody, and coming right through the A-gap for a sack that time is Becker. And Javon dropped for a loss of 5 back at the 18-yard line. So the Panthers will try it again. Second down and 15. And again, the Cougars just, just chomping at the bit. The free safety just about 9 yards off the line of scrimmage. Everybody else within 5 yards here. Second and 15. Springfield back. Bumps into his own man. Ball on the ground again. Scramble for it, and Bobo's on top of it. Missed the exchange, and they'll lose another yard on the... Gone from bad to worse here, so the Panthers already in trouble to start this third quarter. Atsevez not in the game. Springfield checks in at quarterback. We have a fumbled snap, a loss of 5, and a fumbled handoff.
Well, this is where you have trouble when you have a new quarterback in and everybody's got to start getting used to it.
Yeah. Oh, there's no blame to be had here. It's just a matter of just tough circumstances here. Down 4 scores already. Panthers will snap it again. Third and 16 from their own 17-yard line. Wing T behind Springfield. On third and 16. Turn. Back to pass. Looking. Javon tucks and runs. Has a little bit of room. Cuts inside and takes it out to about the 27-yard line. He gets a bunch of it back, but it's still going to bring up fourth down and about 7. So a gain of 9 for Springfield, and he will, with his athleticism, give you a different element in the backfield in terms of a rollout and so forth, but not quite enough as they dug themselves a hole with a couple of fumbles. So, 4th and 6. Sheeran stands deep to return another punt with Vince Pupio near the midfield stripe. Zach Newlong will punt it. Good snap. Newlong steps into it. Wobbling kick comes off to the right side, and it takes a good Strathaven roll. It's picked up there by Pupio, who is slung down at the 45-yard line by Hunter Mazur. They'll spot it actually out at the 46, and again, the Panthers' defense on the field now with a very short field once again. Well, not as short as last time when Springfield started at their 5, but this has pretty much been the average starting field position for most everybody through the first 4 games here. That the opposing offense gets to start near midfield on most every drive, and there's only so much a defense can do to hold up, unless you're forcing some turnovers. All right, 3 wide receivers, 2 to the right, 1 to the left. Archibong is the H-back to the right. Motion man is Kyle Long. They give it to him, fake it to him on the jet sweep, and DiCecchio is going to run into Pete Deeb and others, but still finds his way forward for a gain of 2. Splain and Deeb shaking their head, saying, gosh, we had them for a loss of 2. Instead, it's 2nd down and 8 upcoming. Checchio picks up two as Mulhern eventually makes the stop. 8:58 and counting to play here in the third. Tony Koskinen in the game at defensive tackle. Panthers with a four-man front. Deeb, Petrovic, Koskinen, and Harar. On second and seven, DiCecchio back, looking, firing to the right side. Has a man out there, coming back to the ball nicely, but couldn't hang on, is number 82, Chris Finizio. Would have had a first down, but couldn't hold it. Van Bobo in coverage. Came back very nicely to meet the ball, just couldn't squeeze it. And DiCecchio with a terrific first half thrown, misses on his first attempt here. In that first half, DiCecchio with 7 for 10, 143 yards and two touchdowns. Not too shabby.
Well, and the points show up on the board.
Yeah, 3rd and 9 for Springfield from their own 47. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. DiCecchio back, looking. Flags first, and I think we're going to get false start here. 3rd and long has not actually been all that discouraging for Springfield tonight. Panthers have put themselves in pretty good position on with some good second down defense, but 3rd and long has not been much of a problem. Here, we're going to back it up 5 yards for illegal procedure, and it's going to turn into now 3rd and 14. Ball spotted at their own 42-yard line. Springfield again breaks the huddle. Same formation, two to the right, one to the left. They snap from the left hash with 8:38 to play here in the third. Pistol look. DiCecchio turns, give is to the tailback and looking for running room as number 25 back near the original line of scrimmage before Springfield comes up and pops Phil Shovlin. So Shovlin gets, call it 6. 9 carries for 33 yards for Shovlin. He's the leading rusher for Springfield. So again, if you look at the Springfield rushing attack tonight, Strathaven's held them very much in check, but through the air, DiCecchio and friends have done their damage. Still, Strathaven forces a punt here, and standing deep to return, Amir Gordon and Javon Springfield. Davis steps into one terrific kick. He's going to back up
nice
Gordon
one.
Inside the 10, inside the 5, and he'll trail all the way into the end zone.
Wow.
51 on the punt. No return. Panthers will start at their own 20-yard line. So Davis is...
For high school, that's a heck of a punt.
Gotten away a couple of really nice kicks tonight. 7:53 to play here in the third.
All right, Haven fans, stay with us now. This can be tough. You know, to watch these kind of games. But, you know, the kids are doing what they can. They're fighting hard. They're out there. They practice every day of the week. You know, this is what it is. We're going to keep working through it, and we'll get some victories out of this. And the game's not quite, you know, a little more than half over right now. So
You
got a new quarterback in. Let's see what happens.
Downingtown West is up 54-14 at halftime on Kennett, so it could always be worse. All right, two tight ends. Wing T behind Javon Springfield at quarterback. Juggles the snap, and he hands to Elijah Crew. No, it's keeping it is...
I think it bounced back.
It bounced back to him.
Yep.
All right, well, juggled the snap, and Javon spins his way for a gain of 2, maybe 3. So, that's... I guess a fortunate bounce in a sense. All right. Episcopal Academy has stretched their lead on the Hill School. They're up 20-6 elsewhere in Delaware County. 2nd down and 7 right here for Strathaven. From their own 23, Springfield, two tight ends, wing to the left. Two backs behind him on 2nd and 7. Turn, give is to Hunter Mazur. Cut on the cutback, Mazur into the secondary and... Got to the second level and out to the 28, maybe 29-yard line. It's going to bring up 3rd down and short. So nice job for Mazur picking up 5. Other scores from up in District 11, Lehigh Valley. Liberty on top of Whitehall, 28-7. Liberty continuing to play well. Sun Valley 14, Oxford nothing. So head coach Ray Junta looking for a win down in Aston tonight. We'll keep you posted as other scores roll in here. Strathaven, 3rd and 2 from their own 28. All 11 men within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. On the delay, it's Crew, and he has absolutely nowhere to go. They flat outnumbered him there. Number 41 leading the way there. That's Luke Gutowski, along with number 7, Brett Sheeran, and they'll lose 2 on the play. Crew goes backwards, and the Panther punt team comes on.
I guess they have no confidence in any kind of passing game at this stage of the game.
All right. Panthers count heads. They have all 11 on the field. And Nulon on to punt it again. Sheeran and Pupio stand deep at about the midfield stripe, fourth down and long. Nulon gets it away. Terrific kick this time. It's going to back up Sheeran. Takes a hop and a good Springfield hop this time and back across the midfield stripe to the 48-yard line. So they only net 20 on the punt, and it's an unfortunate bounce, and now Springfield again. The field just gets a little bit shorter for them each time they get it, it seems. Panthers need a turnover in a big way with 5:38 to play here in the third. Panthers next week, home with Haverford, then 2 road games, at Harrington, at Ridley.
Haverford's in pretty hot, too.
Haverford pitching a shutout last night against, just an awful opening week, losing 41-3 in week one, and now the Fords turning around, shut out Conestoga 6-0 last night. DiCecchio on first down, fires to the left flat, has Hudak and with a blocker and some running room off the left edge, and he pushes his way down near the 40 and close to first down yardage. Shane Mulhern tracks him down, and we'll see where they spot it. Called a gain of 8 to Hudak on his first catch of the evening. DiCecchio has found 6 different receivers now. Sounding like former Eagles coach Andy Reid there.
Well, you know,
the ball around.
We saw that on the stats. He does tend to spread it around pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Hard to prepare for in talking to the Strathaven staff. Lots of different formations, lots of different wrinkles, and certainly different personnel. Second down and 2 here. Pistol look. Give inside, first down, yardage and more. Exploding into the secondary and a big first down to the 25-yard line. Tumbling down is Dwayne Snipes, and he's starting to find his sea legs as well. He scored on the first Springfield play from scrimmage to start this half, and now he has it down to the 24-yard line. Springfield in business. Leading 28-0, another touchdown and extra point would give us a running clock the rest of the way. Snipes rips off a bundle. It's first and 10. He is the tailback in the pistol here. He's got it one more time. Straight up the middle he goes, and the Panthers drag him down at the 20. And now coming out of the pile is John Harar, but he says the whistle was blown first. Harar, that would have been quite a turn of events, but gain of 4 for Snipes. It'll be second down and 6. Four carries for 25 yards for the senior now. Junior, rather. 5'8", 180-pounder.
Yeah, Springfield's got a nice young team. They could be real awesome.
Shoveling the tail back, and he has it this time, looking for him off the right edge. Good speed around the edge, and trips over the 20-yard line down to the 18. Mulhern in hot pursuit after a gain of just 2. It's going to bring up third down and 4. Shoveling, 10 carries for 35 yards. So, again, Panthers, for the most part, have kept kept the running game in check, but big plays when they need it. And now Springfield leading by 4 scores. My guess is they're going to keep the majority of this on the ground, keep the clock moving at this point. But here, third down and a long 3. 4 wide. Shoveling the tailback in the pistol. DiCecchio, quarterback draw. Straight up the middle he goes, and he is swarmed. I think he's got a first down. It's going to be close. We'll check now. He's going to be a yard short. Nice work there for the Panthers on the stop.
It was going to be 2 yards short.
Koskinen on the tackle with Zach Nulon. All right. So only a yard there for DiCecchio. 4th and 2. And my guess is Coach Chris Britton will keep the offense on the field here from the 16-yard line, certainly. 7 more would put this in a mercy rule with 2:40 and counting to play here in the third. DiCecchio on 4th and 2 for Springfield. Give, looking for room, is shoveling off the left edge, and they've got him by the shirt tail and drop him at the 21-yard line. Nicely done by Shane Mulhern. They throw him for a loss of 5. Good work there. And the Panthers take over on downs. Mulhern has had double-digit tackles in every game thus far, and he has been all over the field again tonight. That might be our play of the game so far, actually.
Yeah, it could be.
Get the defense off the field for a moment. And Javon Springfield will try to get something going here with the Panther offense. 2:32 to play here in the third. Panthers have yet to pick up a first down here in this second half. Malvern has bounced back to tie LaSalle early in the third quarter. They're knotted at 14. Upper Dublin on top of Cheltenham now, 42-0 at half. Springfield under center. Double wing. Fullback is Elijah Crew. On the jet sweep, this is Hunter Major looking for room off the left side, and he has just flat out numbered the left side of that line. Just collapsed, and Major thrown backwards to the 15-yard line. Loss of about 7 on the play. So Major and friends going backwards here, and Panthers, yeah, Springfield knew that was coming, frankly. There's just no way around that one, as the Panther playbook has been a little more limited here in the third quarter. Clock ticks, 1:57 and counting to play here in the third. Split to the right, Kyrie Fuller. Wing to the left on 2nd and 17. From the 14-yard line, motion man is new line. Play fake, back to pass to Springfield. Looking, rolling to his right. Archibong on his heels, sprints away from him. Eyes still downfield, makes one man miss, but can't get away from another one. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, but not much else, thanks to number 33, Nick Gorman, who has a fumble recovery already tonight. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd and 17. Springfield looking ahead a little bit at Garnet Valley a week from tonight, then Marple Newtown here, and then a visit from Lower Merion, who gave Conestoga quite a scare a week ago before falling 19-13. And Lower Merion took one on the chin last night to Garnet Valley.
That was brutal.
Here, 3rd and 17. Under center from the 14-yard line is Javon Springfield.
Oh,
quick hitter. Ball on the ground again. Scramble for it, and Springfield hops back on top of it. But inside the 10-yard line, they're going
to
lose about 10 more yards.
Who was he handed off
fourth
to?
And forever. He and Elijah Crew couldn't connect on the handoff. And they'll lose 6 more, and Zach Newland and friends on to punt one more time. So, Sheeran and Pupio await the punt, and they just keep moving forward. Each time they just get a little bit closer, and now they wait at the Strathaven 38-yard line. From his own end zone, Newland takes a snap, steps into it, kicks a wobbler off the side of his foot here, and out of bounds across the 30. We'll see where they spot this one. But again, very good field position upcoming here for the Cougars. They'll put it right on the 30, I believe.
Hey.
So, Panthers wheels were a little loose in the second quarter, and now I would say they've about fallen off.
Yep, if they can hold them here, although I think Springfield's going to start doing some pretty generous substitutions.
14 seconds to play here in the third. DiCecchio and the offense back on the field. 4 wide. 2 to either side. Pistol look. On first down, play fake to DiCecchio, looking to fire. Now Mulhern comes, and they've squashed him back at the 25-yard line. Harar and Mulhern combine on the sack. Good pressure from the Panthers up the middle. And DiCecchio sacked. Back at the forward progress will give him the 32-yard line. Loss of 2 on the play, and that will do it for the third quarter. 2nd and 12 upcoming for Springfield. We'll take a short timeout and be back for the last stanza here. Panthers down 4 scores, trying to keep it respectable here in Springfield on a tough night in week 4 of the high school football season. So, be back in 30 seconds. Springfield with the ball, 2nd and 12, when we come back right here on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Lawler. Ready to go here in the fourth quarter. Brian Carroll with play-by-play, joined as always by Pete Fulginetti and Mike Mayer. 28-0 Springfield, 2nd and 12 from the Strathaven 32-yard line. Cougars with the ball in the shotgun. Back is DiCecchio, firing over the middle. It is incomplete. Nice job again by Kyrie Fuller to swat it away from Dan Archibong. Well, Archibong got free on one slant for a short 10-yard touchdown on the second touchdown of the night for Springfield. Other than that, the Panthers have held him in check, and namely Kyrie Fuller knocking away yet another pass. He's been very good tonight. They have him singled up on the near sideline again with Archibong on 3rd and 13. Four wide again. Shovelin is your tailback. Back is DiCecchio. Deep down the middle. Has a man in the slot. And down the seam he goes and into the end zone for another touchdown. From 33 yards, Kyle Long is over 100 yards receiving for the night and into the end zone for the second time. He was open by 5 yards and just said, hey, I'm faster than everybody out here tonight. 34-0, extra point pending, and running clock pending. Nice delivery there from DiCecchio, who is closer to 200 yards passing than 100 at this point.
Well, you know, people will ask, why would they throw the ball and run it so much? Hey, they got to work on their pass game like everybody else.
Ball spotted, kick is away, and it is good. Corey up and through for the fifth time tonight, 35-0, Cougars. The clock will tick. For most of the night, we're going to have a fast-moving fourth quarter. Glad you're with us, either live or on the archive. We'll be back in just a moment. See if the Panthers can get something going on the offensive side of the ball. Stick with us right here on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Dan Baker, public address.
Welcome back to Springfield High. 35-0 Cougars, 11:50 to play here in regulation. The clock will run now, except after scoring plays and timeouts. High end-over-end kick's going to come down short to Kyrie Fuller at the 21-yard line. Looks for some running room, not much doing. A wall of blue jerseys in front of him, and the referee blows it dead as Kyrie stopped at the 24. So, Panthers now. Game clock will start, and we'll keep on moving.
So a good time to start throwing the ball, too, I would.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. And here's, see who's going to run the offense. So this looks like, okay, another quarterback. They're going to give Ryan Morris, who's been the quarterback of the JV team. He's going to break the huddle this time and give everybody a look here. Morris in at quarterback for the Panthers. Wing T behind him. Kyrie Fuller split to the right. Motion man is Newland. Give inside is to Elijah Crew, and he's met, but still fighting is Elijah. Nice work there to run through the first tackler and pick up about 4 yards. Clock ticks. We'll be inside of 11 minutes momentarily here. Nice work there by Elijah. Springfield up now, 35-0. Panthers will snap it on 2nd and 7. Morris under center, two tight end set. Morris turns, gives to Newland off the right side. He cuts across the 30 out to the 33, 34 maybe. It's going to bring up 3rd down and short. Try to keep you posted on other scores from around District 1 and 12. Panther Band has been relatively quiet tonight. Haven't had a whole lot to cheer about, but still fighting through it. All right. They break the huddle, 3rd down and 2 from their own 33-yard line. Ryan Morris is your quarterback. Two tight ends. Ridley. Springfield with everybody in the box. Give is to Van Bobo with a little bit of running room, and he squirts his way across the 35 out to the 38-yard line. 1st down, Panthers, as he picks up 5. Well, Springfield blitzing the A-gap there, and, you know, we have seen that over the years where they blitz up the middle and the Panthers have caught them on counter and broken it for some long gains over the years, but not quite the long gains tonight, certainly. Ridley goes... Ridley has knocked a field goal through to cut the Upper Darby lead to 12-10. Here we go. First and 10. Give is the fullback, Elijah Crew, who lowers the shoulder and plows his way for first down yardage. Gain of 10 for Elijah, and he's out near the midfield stripe. Nicely done there. Best running play of the night for the Panthers. Yeah, a gain of 10.
That says something, I guess, all by itself.
36 yards on the game for Elijah on his 10th carry. Clock ticks. Gutowski in on the tackle for Springfield. He's been busy. And Gutowski, again, something you mentioned earlier, they have a kind of a young team, just a sophomore, number 41.
Yeah, they got a lot of underclassmen.
Yeah. Give us to Hunter Boucher, and he's got nowhere to go this time. Number 61 standing there waiting for him, and he is ripped down.
Well, Crew tried to make a block on him and just stood him up, and he just threw him back to the ground. So
Major loses three on the play, and again, there's not much running room for him tonight. Six carries for 5 yards. Two of his three in the second half have gone backwards. Not much through fault of his own, really. Just not much in front of him. All right, split left is Kyrie Fuller. On second down, gives to Nuon straight up the middle on the fullback dive across the midfield stripe to the Springfield 49. Nuon picks up four and brings up fourth down and about seven. Splane checks out, and we'll see if the Panthers want to put the ball in the air or not with the sophomore, Ryan Morris, 6 foot, 170-pounder. Stepped in and played a decent game at linebacker tonight with Makai Hill out with an injury. The tight end is John Harar. He's to the right of the formation. Kyrie Fuller to the left. Wing T behind Morris on third down and seven. Gives to Van Bobo looking for room on the cutback, and not much there as 65 Joe De Cesaris is waiting for him, the 5'8", 211-pound senior. De Cesaris on the stop after a gain of maybe three. He's going to bring up fourth down, maybe two. Fourth down and five upcoming. Van Bobo, 8 carries for 23 yards. And again, just not much doing here for the Panther offense. Through four games, Panthers have put it in the end zone twice.
Yep.
It's been a tough go. Kyrie Fuller split to the left.
16 quarters, 2 scores.
Yep. Well, still time left here. Midway through the fourth. Morris, under center on fourth and five. Hard count. Springfield jumped. Nicely done by the sophomore. Is going to get him a free five and move the chains forward, I believe. When they step this one off, it'll give him enough for a first down. Nice work there by the sophomore.
Not enough.
Not quite enough. All right. Fourth and inches. Morris will bring in the play. Clock ticks. 6:35 and counting to play here mid-fourth. Panthers trailing 35-0 and trying to get themselves on the board here. Build a little momentum leading into a home tilt with Haverford a week from tonight. 10-9 in the box. Hard count. Give is to Nuon, who goes straight ahead for a first down. Nicely done by the line. And Nuon picks up four and a first down. Good work there by the Panthers. Just clearly outnumbered, but again, they sealed it nicely. And Nuon follows his lead blocker through the hole for a first down. Panthers breaking the huddle quickly. Harar, tight end to the left, split end to the right, is Kyrie Fuller. Cougars show blitz. Give is to Major looking for room. Nothing doing. Backside pressure caught him from behind. His number 50, Derek Strain, rips him down. The sophomore on the stop. Major loses three on the play. Second down and 13 upcoming.
This is by far the longest drive Panthers had tonight.
Yep. All right. Caesar Rodney out of Delaware leading Glenn Mills 30-14 as we speak. Second and 13 here for the Panthers. Under center is Morris. Play fake, back to pass. Looking, rolling, firing deep down the sideline. Has a man out there. It's Fuller, but it's underthrown and intercepted at the 11-yard line. Nicely done there by number 6. Vince Puppio on the interception. Fuller was behind him, but Morris not quite enough arm under it.
Who is the intended?
Kyrie Fuller.
Okay.
On the flag route there, a key pass. And the Panthers turn it over deep in it kind of buries them deep, Springfield deep in their own territory. All right. My guess is we're going to see mass substitutions now. 4:52, 4:51 and counting in the fourth. So stick with us as we try to get the roster figured out here. Marino Nadini is number 16. He's in at quarterback. Number 22 is Mitch Smedley. He's in at tailback. Three wide receivers for the Cougars. First and 10 at their own 12. Nadini gives to the tailback straight up the middle, and tumbling forward is Smedley. Bill Gaynor into the game, the senior at defensive tackle. He's in on the stop for the Panthers. It's a gain of four on the play. Three wide receivers, two to the right, one to the left. H-back to the right is number 87, Steve Sulpizio. Second down and six. Nadini gives the tailback, and he is belted down. Bill Gaynor squashes him. Number 72 is Tony Koskinen. Nice job by Koskinen with a tackle for a loss. Back to the 14-yard line. They'll bring up third down and six as Smedley goes backwards for two. Clock ticks, 3:35, 3:34 and counting. Panthers trying to force a three and out here. Rajiv Boyer is into the game at defensive end now for the Panthers. Number 44 is Joe Healy in at linebacker. And on third and six, straight up the middle, they go again. Springfield pushes the pile out near the 19, so pick up about five. It's still going to bring up fourth and about four, and the punt team will come on to kick it away. So nice job by the Strathaven defense there, holding up well with inside linebackers Lindley Purrington and Joe Healy in the game. Boyer, Gaynor, Koskinen are your down three at the moment. Standing deep to return at the midfield stripe is number 11, Amir Gordon. Panthers may come after this one. They got 10 men on the line of scrimmage. Joe Davis steps into it, gets it away.
Ooh, nice
spiraling spot. Kick's going to come to Amir Gordon, who signals fair catch at the 50-yard line. And Panthers will take over right there with 2:33 to play here in regulation. So Gordon plays it safe, as he was probably instructed, I would expect, sideline.
Why get hurt on a run back in this?
Exactly. But nice work there from the Panthers to get it going. Timeout, Strathaven, and we'll take one with them as we look to have some substitutions here for the final 2:33 of action here in regulation. Springfield on top, 35-0. Panthers will get the reserves on the field here for the final couple of minutes on a fast-moving Friday night on HavenFootball.net.
You've seen these young men make incredible catches. You've seen them run faster and hit harder than seems possible. You've seen them succeed against almost impossible odds. Now see them wash your car.
That's right. Saturday, September 26th from 8 until noon, members of the Strathaven football team will wash your car. Donations are $5 per car, but they'll be happy to take more if you like.
All proceeds go directly to benefit the players. Come join in the fun and support your team.
That's Saturday, September 26th from 8 until noon. We'll see you there.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
All right, welcome back. Substitutions on both sides of the football. We'll try to get you posted as best we can here for the final 2:33 of action. Receiver Lindley Purrington split to the right of the formation. Wing T behind Morris. On first down, the give is to the fullback. This is Healy going. I'm sorry, not Healy. Number 41 is John Morris going for maybe a yard. Maybe a yard for Morris. He's going to bring up second down and nine. Into the game as well on the offensive line. Rajiv Boyer is at tight end. Bill Gaynor wearing number 78. Number 75 for Strathaven is Brian Dozier, 5'10", 200-pound junior. He's your center at the moment. Number 61 playing left guard is a guy who we saw a little bit last week in the absence of Sam Petrovich, Rob Dubois, into the game. Panthers with a wing tee look. Left halfback is number 14, Sean Daly, and they give it to him. Daly for looking for room on the Mustang sweep, and he picks up about three. Gain of about three and brings up third down and six. Tony Kaskinen also into the game now on the offensive line. He plays plenty on the defensive line. Your other halfback at the moment is Steven Seal, 150-pound senior. Third and six upcoming with 130 and counting to play here in the fourth. See if the Panthers convert here on third and six. Substitutions into the game for Springfield as well. 4-4 look for the Cougars. Morris on a quick hitter of the fullback and across the 45 to the 44 goes John Morris before he runs into a wall of blue jerseys. Brings up fourth down and almost four. So, Panthers next week be back at George L. King Fields for some home cooking. But certainly no picnic with Haverford coming in playing as well as they have over the last couple of weeks. Jack Donaghy, three-year starter at quarterback and pretty good basketball player we've seen over the years as well. But here, fourth and three. Panthers trying to pick up a first down from the 43. Back to passes Mars. Firing to the outside. He has a man complete and turning it across the 45. I'm sorry, to the 35 down to the 34 is number 28, Steven Seal. Nicely done there. Morris to Seal. First down, Panthers at the 34-yard line. Panthers, 14 seconds, 13 seconds. I think they'll get one more snap here with this running clock. Ryan Morris under center. Wing T behind him. On first down, give and running off the right side and picking up a gain of maybe three. On the final play of the game is Sean Daly. But in the meantime, the clock has struck zero. Mercifully, as the mercy rule went into effect in this fourth quarter, Springfield, for the second time in 3 years, has shut out Strathaven on their home field. 35-0 is your final. Panthers fall to 0-4 for the first time in not so recent memory, actually. We'd have to look that one up, but again, just not in the cards tonight against a Cougar, a very opportunistic Cougar team. Again, took advantage in the passing game and did not really make too many mistakes. And the ones that Strathaven made, they paid for them.
Yep, so, every one of them.
In the meantime, we'll take a short time out, be back for a quick wrap-up, and talk about the plan for next week with the Fords coming to town. Glad you're joining us, either live or on the archive, right here on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This broadcast is copyrighted by havenfootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without havenfootball.net's consent is prohibited.
Welcome back to Springfield High, where the Cougars have flat out taken care of business tonight, 35-0 over Strathaven as the Panthers go down in flames. And just could not get anything going on the offensive side of the ball. the passes that were thrown well were not caught. When they ran, they didn't run far. And a couple of turnovers, a couple of missed opportunities, a couple of near misses on defense with chances to get turnovers, couldn't quite pull it off. And Springfield made them pay time and time again, namely through the air, with Brandon DiCecchio completing three touchdown passes tonight, two of them long ones to Long, 133 yards and two touchdowns on four catches for Kyle Long tonight. And he and Brandon DiCecchio were the offensive stars tonight for the Cougars. So, Cougars even their record at 2-2. Strathaven falls to 0-4. Good luck to Coach Britton and the Cougars next week as they travel to Garnet Valley. And Strathaven will lick their wounds and hopefully turn it around next week against head coach Joe Gallagher and the Fords of Haverford on their home field. So, we'll be at George L. King Field next week again, Mike.
7:30 kickoff.
7:15 pregame.
Right.
And any parting thoughts here, Mike?
No, listen. Let's everybody suck it up and go forward. I mean, we can't go backwards, so we might as well go forward. And let's just hope that we find it. The problems are there. They're consistent. We're losing quarterbacks. We got kids coming up. We got lack of experience. It's not going our way. But it happens sometimes. We've been doing this for 12, 13 years, and, this is now mean we're going to about see it all. So that's the way it goes. Stick with us, folks. It's high school football. This is what happens sometimes.
Certainly does. And again, Panthers, you could point back the last 3 weeks and say, boy, a couple of plays here and there, and it could have turned around.
Yep.
Not so much the case tonight. Just flat out solid performance from Springfield, and the Panthers really never got anything going. But 7 days from now could be an entirely different story. So we hope you join us at George L. King Field in person, where you can still listen to us on the FM broadcast.
That's right.
But if you can't be there in person, we're thrilled to have you on the internet broadcast on havenfootball.net, live or on the archive. For Pete Fulginetti doing the stats and the spotting, for Mike Mayer, who will do a whole lot more in the next few days on havenfootball.net. Great job tonight with the engineering color commentary. But check us out in the next few days for stats, updates, and play of the game. Car wash tomorrow morning
right.
At Strathaven High School. Go get your car cleaned up before we get too far into it. And terrific fundraiser for the football program. So hope to see you down on Route 252 tomorrow morning. In the meantime, we'll see you next week at George L. King Field. Final score tonight at Springfield High. Cougars 35, Strathaven nothing. Panthers will bounce back 7 days from now. Brian Carroll signing off. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.